Hello, this is Frank Falvey with Frank's Musings. And I've mused about this subject before, which is the conflict between Israel and the Hezbollah in the Gaza Strip. And what I have said in the past is that Hezbollah, I believe, attacked in October 6th or 7th Israel because of a couple of reasons. One is they wanted a wider war between Israel and Arab states. Secondly, they knew that Israel would retaliate over the top. Israel would declare war on them, and apparently they had pre-positioned some innocent women, children, and civilians in sites around hospitals and around things that they may have military firepower from. And they probably did that intentionally because they knew Israel would attack them over the top, completely bomb the heck out of them. And they hope, I believe, they had was that Iran and other states would then actively participate in a much wider war and a much more dramatic war with Israel. I don't think they had any dream or hope that they had any manpower at all to stop the Israel government from just overpowering Gaza and overpowering whatever military power they had. And they appear to have achieved their goal. Israel has indiscriminately caused untold death of civilians and children. I believe it's probably up over 30,000. And they have conducted themselves in the worst possible military way, because in my belief, they could have achieved their goal on the ground in flooding tunnels and on a more systematic basis, but it would have cost them more Israel lives. It would have cost them more military lives. And the one thing that Israel has demonstrated time and time again, when an Israel life is lost, okay, that is holy, that is unthinkable. But other lives, no, they don't matter. They don't matter in the scale of things. It is just unthinkable how they have bombed, smashed everything in Gaza, how they have prevented human aid when they could have some way set up either escape routes out of Gaza into neutral countries or into areas that they could be fed, that there could be humanitarian aid provided, they could not be faced with all of the medical treatment and carnage and injuries and unthinkable, just indiscriminate bombing. And to top it off, you know, they said, well, when an American life was lost, well, that's a thing of war. To bomb human convoys that are marked with Red Cross, that have already talked to your military officials as to what route they're taking, to have killed not only the seven, including one American, in that unthinkable attack against human people trying to help lower the suffering. My understanding is over 200 people trying to provide aid to civilians have died so far in the conflict, and the conflict is no way near over. Israel is no way near preventing the starvation and the suffering of civilian life. And they should be criticized. They should be criticized for the way they have conducted themselves and conducted this war. They have initiated attack after attack, which now has caused Iran, okay, to attack with, I guess, over 300 drones, intercontinental ballistic missiles, whatever. They have unleashed an attack that both the United States, Britain, our allies, and Israel have prevented, basically. Very few of the Iranian missiles ever landed. But now Israel needs to attack again because their defense, their offense is their defense. Their offense is their defense. You know, there are people who promote a defensive stand, not an offensive stand, but an active, uncontrollable defensive stand. Israel is doing that. Israel is going overboard, in my opinion, to cause a much wider conflict in the area. This program is being recorded on April 17th. They will have some sort of attack against Iran that will be most likely out of proportion and meant to just prolong and show them, you know, how people have got to have the last word. Israel has got to have the last shot. They've got to take the full measure against whoever attacks them totally. They cannot fall short. And what will this get them in future years? Hatred of the Arab nations, hatred of the people that have been killed and the individuals. It will only further more animosity toward the state of Israel. We have in this case picked the wrong party to back. We have not taken strong enough measures to prevent Israel from having a human heart, a heart that seeks to help the ordinary children of God, to help them survive their daily life, that have no military connection and yet are just slaughtered because they're in the wrong place that Israel wants to attack. Well, I do not think that this war is ever going to lead to peace of Israel, because people will only remember this in a long, long line of successive issues since 1948, when Israel was founded. And memories years later seem to be able to be inflamed by just as the strike of a match. And that strike of a match might happen in 75 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, but that strike of a match will happen. Well, going on to a more local subject, I would like to read you on January 26th of 2024, the town of Franklin Town Council established a flag policy. The introduction: this policy addresses only flags allowed to be flown on the flagpoles located on the town of Franklin Municipal Building entrance courtyard at 355 East Central Street. Municipal building authorized flags. The town council authorizes the following flags to be flown on the town-owned flagpoles at the municipal building at 355 East Central Street as an expression of the town's governmental speech. Here is their speech. The official flag of the United States of America, the official flag of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the official flag of the town of Franklin, the official flag of the various branches of military services of the United States of America, the official MIA-POW flag, the progressive flag, month of June only, to be raised on the flagpole that includes the official flag of the town of Franklin. No other flag shall be allowed to be flown on the above-described town-owned flagpoles. Flags to be flown on those flagpoles pursuant to this policy reflect official town of Franklin policy position and are not intended to create a forum for private expression. Flags on the above-described town-owned flagpoles shall follow the directive as given by the President of the United States or the Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The Franklin Town Council, on behalf of the Town of Franklin, hereby adopts the Town Council flag policy dated January 6, 2024, attached hereto as Exhibit 1. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter. Dated January 31st, voted passed 6-3, certified by Nancy Danello, Town Clerk, and by Glenn Jones, Clerk of Franklin Town Council. The Franklin Town Council roll call vote on the flag issue. Ted Cormier-Ledger, yes. Patrick Sheridan, yes. Kobe Frangello, yes. Melanie Hamblin, yes. Glenn Jones, yes. Tom Mercer, yes. Those opposed to the resolution: Brian Chandler, no. Debbie Pellegri, no. Robert DiRico, no. Robert Danello, no. Certified, Glenn Jones, Town Clerk. In response to the Town Council adoption of that policy, I have written a letter to Jamie Helen on April 5th, 2024, concerning the Town Council flag policy. I'd like to read the letter that I wrote to the town administrator. I am writing this letter to request additional clarification regarding Franklin's flag policy as stated on January 28, 2024 from the office of the town administrator. Specifically, in reference to the progressive pride flag only to be flown in the month of June per this resolution. One, are you aware of the many variations of pride flags? Have you consulted with nonprofit groups about which variation? Three, which variation have you chosen? As stated, flags to be flown on town-owned flagpoles reflect official town policy position as an expression of the town's government speech. What is meant by the governmental speech? 5. If the town of Franklin lowers its flag to honor someone the town wants to recognize just having died, does that mean the progressive flag will also be lowered? The policy also states flags to be flown on these flagpoles are not intended to create a forum for private expression. However, anyone looking at the Franklin flag, underneath of which is the pride flag, can only conclude that the town of Franklin officially not only supports and gives high recognition to the purpose of the pride flag, but encourages the adoption of this lifestyle on a daily basis. In summary, the progressive pride flag is not a government or state or town flag and is therefore no more than a private group of individuals. I do not know of any official nonprofit group that has adopted this flag. And the meaning given to it on social media varies widely in promotion of it regarding that this flag, what it might stand for. I have not, this is April 17th, I have not received a response. I think an appropriate flag, the Olympics are coming up at the end of July. You know, an appropriate flag might be the U.S. Olympic flag. We have had two people, at least that I know of, earn gold medals from that come from Franklin, or came from Franklin. One in rugby and one in U.S. ice hockey. And there may be others. It would be a great week if we could coincide some Olympic activities in Franklin, fly the U.S. Olympic flag, and promote town-wide those that have participated in the Olympics, and particularly those that have won medals in the Olympics. It would be a way of promoting what Franklin stands for and how the town comes together to support its individual people. I also have noticed that there are signs facing 495 that are promoting or have promoted years ago, I mean 2012, a long time ago, state championships. Why haven't we updated those signs with more recent signs of recent state championships? There's to promote a pride flag in Franklin over other possibilities of what is important does not seem to hold any water, in my opinion. Well, being April 17th and in Massachusetts, you have to have your taxes filed by today. Some things crossed my mind concerning taxes. One is both the federal government and the state seemed long overdue that they should raise the amount of exemptions for personal income taxes. It hasn't, as far as I can tell, hasn't been raised in years. Hasn't kept up with inflation, and it would be very useful for those in the lower income or other brackets to have higher personal exemptions. When it comes to the state taxes, right? I really think that Massachusetts banks, you get a $200 exemption. But Massachusetts should raise that exemption, and it hasn't been raised again in years. You know, maybe $1,000 is more sensible in today's day and age in economy. It to me would make a lot more sense that Massachusetts taxpayers ought to have a higher exemption for investing their money into Massachusetts banks, which would only help strengthen Franklin, the local economy. We have Dean Bank, Massachusetts Bank. We have Rockland Trust, a Massachusetts bank. To help those banks, I think would be in not only their interest, but in the interest of taxpayers in Massachusetts. You know, I've been traveling 495 going by the Mass Pike Interchange. I think the estimated cost of it is $500 million, $500 million. I've been going by it in the wintertime. I see cars lined up on the side of the road. But you know what? I never see anyone working all through the winter. I haven't seen anyone, you know, doing a crane, moving dirt, putting stuff in place. I'm not saying they weren't working. I'm just saying I haven't seen them. And I think it's one of the biggest wastes of money. We did not need to change that interchange at a price of $500,000. If we're complaining about bridges and roads, that interchange was working. It was working fine. I understand there might have been some more crashes or death than other interchanges, but $500,000, and it probably is going to end up higher. That choice seems to have been a very poor choice of the governor, the legislator, the road people. It doesn't make sense at all to me, along with the fact that there are no restrooms on 495, 290, 190. You know, restrooms for men, particularly my age, are extremely important. They're extremely important for families that have small children that need a go. You don't want mothers and parents pulling the car off the road, escorting their children to the side of the road. You want to have restrooms properly supervised and located on major state highways. Well, that's what's been bothering me lately, some of what's been bothering me lately. On a positive note, on a real nice note, I would like to mention that on June 1st, the town of Franklin is having a thing called Porch Fest, which is music on porches or the town common in the town of Franklin Cultural District. That district runs from the high school to the Universalist Unitarian Church, down through the center of town, the town museum. And presently there's like 40 musicians that are going to play. There's something like 26 porches that are available. I really encourage you to set that date aside, be able to go out and hear some great music for nothing, be able to picnic on the town, maybe bring your chairs and sit in front of someone's porch and just have a great time. Meet one another, get to talk to one another. Well, you know, this is Frank Falvey again, just musing about things that keep going through his mind and maybe keeping him awake at night. Thank you for watching, and have a great day or evening. Bye.
This program was made possible by your Franklin friends and neighbors. Good folks just like you. Thanks for supporting Franklin TV. And thanks for watching.